gotta get up.
All right, it's 5:34. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show.
Well, we're already laughing in the studio this morning.
Well, don't you look nice to
so
me.
I send Jack this text. Do we have people in the studio today? Like, it's just, that's the text.
That's
it's
the text.
Generic.
Do we have people in the studio today?
And Jack writes back, yes, restaurant of the week. You look fine. I'm having issues with my texting.
I am.
And I'm like, he knew exactly what I was asking, which was, you know, do I really need, I mean, I've just rolled out of bed. I don't have to go to another job today. Can I just look awful
friends.
All
it's
morning?
It's Werner from Mosher's Austrian Cafe. He's a buddy. He's fine.
It was just, I thought it was hilarious. He knew exactly what, it's like, yes,
yeah, but I am
fine.
Having issues with my texting. That text, that as short as that was, it took me like 5 minutes to do. It's irritating.
Ooh, you got to go to the Apple store today.
I guess I'm going to have to because it's driving me crazy, and I know I'm not that far from it, so okay. So anyway,
so on that note, on hope that you're note, all having a great morning.
No, I'm fine. It's fr-
I know I'm laughing
it's
too.
Friday. It's I'm in a good mood, and you know, St. Patrick's
yes.
St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Any big plans this weekend?
With the kids and family.
Yeah, you know. I'm gonna be St. Patrick's Day will find me driving London to Indianapolis.
Oh, you're going to
state
competition.
Swim
yeah.
finals championship.
Ooh-wee.
So very cool. So that'll be a long day, but really
I
fun.
Got,
we're looking
got
forward
good
to
feelings
it.
About that. I think she's gonna do well.
Yeah.
Partly sunny, the high 37 today. If my golfing buddy thinks we're going out, I'm not golfing
that's
in 37 degrees. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. Huh. I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it. Right now it's 21 here at Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:16. I have a mini Tell Me Something Good.
Oh, you do?
I badmouthed the sales coffee earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you, because you filmed the whole thing. But
it was all my fault.
It really
is so good.
It's really not as bad as I said it was. I mean, it's still bad.
Now, I should add that he just sat here saying how bad it was. Mm. It's like, oh.
As long as it's nice and hot, it's good. Okay.
All right. Well, my real Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah.
Back in 2016, Adidas partnered up with an organization, a nonprofit called Parley for the Oceans, mm-hmm. that works to protect ocean life and stop plastic waste.
Yeah.
And they created shoes made from recycled plastics from the ocean. Okay, you got to hit the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. I've already posted it right now. There's a picture of these shoes, but just great tennis shoes. Now, during a TV interview with CNBC yesterday, mm-hmm. Adidas' CEO, Casper Rorsted, said, "We last year sold 1 million shoes.
Wow, look
made
at that.
Out of ocean plastic. And they're awesome looking. I mean, you would never know.
No.
Adidas currently offers 3 types of Ultra Boost shoes, and they're made from, and this is the interesting part, plastic intercepted from the beaches and coastal communities before it reaches the ocean. Now, it's estimated that each shoe mm-hmm. reuses 11 plastic bottles.
Is
pretty
that,
cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, how nice to see companies, and I'm sure, you know, that's expensive, make major efforts to
you know
to
that,
do that.
And you know I'm going to, every story,
of course.
I'm going to bring it down. You mm-hmm. know that.
Of course. Go ahead.
It's in the news. I didn't make it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can check on and check yourself.
Okay.
I didn't make it up. The finding plastic bits in our drinking water, in the bottled water, they're finding plastic bits.
We've been
That's what I didn't bring that up. If you think I didn't, I mean, I drink bottled water all the
right,
time.
Right, yeah, I do too.
Well, they're finding plastic bits.
Oh, well, great. So now we there start making tennis shoes out
I
of
I thought
those
I saw
too.
A shoe in my drink this morning.
Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
.654, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, five women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct will be allowed to testify at his upcoming trial. 80-year-old Cosby is accused of drugging and molesting former Temple University basketball coach Andrea Constant at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. His first trial ended in a hung jury last year. This retrial is set to begin on April 2nd in Pennsylvania. Of course, again, all of that happening in Philadelphia. Some odd places for people to get tattoos, but I've never...
You mean on their body or at a location?
Yes, on their body. And Kendall Jenner has revealed that she got the word meow tattooed on the inside of her lip after having one too many drinks.
On the inside.
The inside of her lip. Like, right?
Right, gotcha.
You know, like behind her bottom teeth, under. She said she felt it would be a good place to put something that she doesn't want said, like, I don't know, a boyfriend's name or something. When the host, Ellen DeGeneres, when she talked about this, asked if it hurt, she said no, because it's just, you know, it's just fattiness there. And she also pointed to small finger tattoos that Ellen couldn't even see. And she's like, wait a minute, I don't see anything there. And she said, well, all my friends have them. I was, I just wanted to know what it feels like. So maybe that's how you test it. You get this small tattoo that you can't even see on your finger to figure out if you can tolerate the pain. This is where we need Steve Buddha. He's on vacation. I don't have tattoos, so I don't.
Or you can just opt to just.
Just not.
Just go on to the next subject.
Yeah, there we go. Britney Spears is reportedly relying on her dad to help battle her ex, Kevin Federline, over child support for their two sons, Sean and Jaden. Sources say Britney doesn't want this to linger any longer than it has to because it only creates stress. Now, Federline is asking her to up her child support payments, which are currently $20,000 a month.
Right.
After she made that $15 million a year in her four-year Vegas residency, friends say Kevin just wants to be able to provide the same standard of living the boys have when they're with him as when they're with Brittany. And of course, their needs change as they get older. I mean, my children would really like to live on more than $20,000 a month.
I'm sure they would. Everybody would like to, but, you know.
Well, this weekend at the box office, Tomb Raider, in this storyline, Lara Croft, who hopes to solve the mystery of her father's disappearance, embarks on a perilous journey to his last known destination. Love, Simon stars Nick Robinson as a teen who has yet to tell his family or friends that he's gay. And he's also in the dark about the identity of the anonymous classmate that he's fallen for online. This one I saw Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel talking about, doing a bit of a press junket for. I Can Only Imagine tells the inspiring and unknown true story behind Mercy Me's beloved chart-topping song of the same name.
Which we played here.
Yeah.
We do play.
We should bring up a clip. Sure. It serves as a gripping reminder of the power of true forgiveness. And in this one, Dennis Quaid, Cloris Leachman, and Trace Adkins. Journey's End tells the story of C Company, a company of British soldiers who are led by a deranged commander into the trenches of the front line.
Oh, those deranged commanders, I'll tell you.
And 7 days in Entebbe. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. I've got to look that up here, actually. Inspired by the true events of the 1976 hijacking of an Air France flight en route from Tel Aviv to Paris. And it depicts the most daring rescue mission ever attempted.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It looked pretty intense, yeah.
Yeah. All righty. The birthday.
Well, it wouldn't be a comedy. Of course it'd be intense.
You know, and today, we talked about this yesterday. Today is Lips Appreciation Day. So maybe this is the day when you go get a tattoo inside your lip.
Yeah, just to see what it feels like. Because I'm just curious what that feels like.
That's also World Sleep Day, which we don't get enough of. And No Selfies Day. and which is your favorite day because
oh,
you,
man. I'm
Jack
big
is
fan.
Like, he's hilarious
big
when it comes
fan.
To, I'll say, you know what? It is actually selfies day and I'll make him take one. And he wants that pole to go outside the studio. It's like 20 feet away.
No closer than 8 foot.
In the dark.
What's the saying? I wouldn't touch you with a
10 foot pole.
That's my rule of thumb. You want to do a selfie? It's got to be on a 10 foot stick.
Oh my gosh, I love it. All right.
I really, have you ever told you how much I hate
selfies? Oh, yes,
selfies?
Yes. You've told me many times.
I don't hate a lot of stuff. I that's probably right at the top of my
list. You guys actually shoot a couch chat.
You're right. I hate them.
You hate them.
I just hate them. You can't tell because
no,
I try to be happy.
You're a good sport about it.
I hate them.
What is it about them?
Because I see what I look like. No one wants to see that.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I think when I take selfies is I always go,
I'm not
oh my
blind.
Gosh.
I can see.
Is it like my nose that big? And,
you yes.
know, there is a phenomena. They say that plastic surgeons are seeing more and more nose jobs because of just that. People see their pictures on social media and doing selfies, which I think the nose is distorted. I mean, that's what I tell myself just to survive it. But
my nose is the last thing that I see. Anyway, 10-foot pole.
10-foot pole.
There you go. I'll do a selfie with you.
So it's Eric Estrada's birthday today. How old is he?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
I know.
But he is, let's see, Eric Estrada. Is he older than me? I don't know. But I'm just going to say 60.
He's 69.
He's 69.
He's older than you. Yes.
Way to go, Eric. Nice job.
Victor Garber.
What if Eric likes
selfies?
Selfies. Who now?
He strikes me as the kind of person that would.
I think he probably does.
Victor Garber. Victor Garber.
Victor Garber, ladies and gentlemen. Victor Garber. I think I'll just stay around 60 again.
All right, Victor. Oh, you would know him to see him. See, I had to look him up, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's
well,
in
I know
everything.
He's an actor, but I can't.
Yeah, he's in a lot of things. He's 69.
Oh, he's 69. Okay.
Yeah, he was in Godspell, Sleepless in Seattle, Titanic, Legally Blonde.
Okay.
The list goes on and on. Okay, so let's do one more.
Yeah, because I'm doing so well at them. Did I ever tell you how much I hate selfies?
Lauren Graham. You should know this. Or
Lauren Graham. Lauren Graham. Okay. You're going to have different birthdays the next half hour, aren't you?
And they're going to be much. There's one easier one, but man, the other ones really are very obscure.
I'll say 45.
She's 51, so not bad. She's Lorelai Gilmore on Gilmore Girls, and then Sarah Braverman in the drama Parenthood.
Oh, big fan, yeah.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
And this is a tough one, but I'm going to have Siri answer it for us.
Okay.
Siri, my child's pet goldfish died. Should I just replace it or tell them that it's passed away? What should I do?
Under no circumstances should you tell your child that their fish died.
Oh.
It is just a fish. Just save them the heartbreak and yourself the huge pain in the neck and go buy a new one before they get home. It's not like it is a puppy. You can't cuddle a fish. All they do is swim around in circles until they eventually die. Have you ever met a fish that is a jerk? You would never know because you can't tell if a fish is a jerk or an absolute sweetheart. Save yourself the headache. Fish are cheap.
Okay, but Siri, what if it's a hamster?
Yeah, I've had this predicament. We're not, that's a totally different question. He's talking
totally
about fish here. And by the way, I've owned fish pretty much all my life. Yes, there are a lot of the fish are jerks.
Really?
They're very territorial, and they don't take anybody. let anybody get in their space. No.
Wow.
They are very, it's.
And
they,
you like the fish that are jerks, don't you? You like to watch
well,
the
like
drama.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri, Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Yes, it's 7:44. Both of our life hacks have to do with your health.
We're not here for you.
We're not doctors. We just play them on the, doctors on the radio. That's it. So if you want to
do I'm going to be harassed by my doctors later. You're like, who do you think you are?
No, this
just
is...
because you work here.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
There we go.
So there
absolutely.
You go. And you have...
Okay, mine is avocados, the benefits of...
I've read good things.
Yeah, so they boost moods and relieve depression.
Just an avocado, that's what it does.
That's right. And apparently it's the serotonin levels.
Mm-hmm.
Are boosted when you eat avocados. And I was saying earlier, I found a good local salad that I just love that has, it's chock full of avocados. Mm-hmm. And I was never a huge avocado fan, but with the other ingredients in this salad.
When you mix it up with something,
yeah,
yeah,
I was just like, okay,
good.
I got this. This is really good.
Good.
And it's a very healthy fat.
So, yes, it's good fat.
Yeah.
It's the good fat.
It's the good fat.
There's a good fat and there's a bad fat. Bad fat. Bad fat. Now, mine is, it has to do with health, too. Laughing for 15 minutes. You got to laugh more, folks. I don't care. You got to laugh
absolutely.
More. It has the same health benefits as getting 2 extra hours of sleep. Just
Are you
laughing.
Serious?
So when you see me walking down the hall, just... I'm doing that for my health.
Yes.
It's not because I'm...
It's the same benefits of 2 extra hours of sleep.
Yes.
I need to be laughing all day
you
long.
You tell your doctor that. And when you tell him, be laughing the whole time, too. And see what your doctor
I'll
has
see
to say about that. All right? He'll probably give you the weekend off.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
On 1.5, 7:56, and time for Go Figure. Here's me. I'm going to have to get you to post this because
it's so funny.
A little freaky. A 1-year-old puppy, maybe you've seen it, is freaking out a lot of people on the internet because of its oddly human face. Yogi.
Oh, I saw
Have
that
you seen
yesterday.
That one? It was
it's like
yesterday.
He has the most human
yes,
face.
Yes, no, it looks
it's
like
in
a,
the eyes.
Yes, I think it is.
I agree.
The eyes.
We will post it. It's,
good.
It's totally in the eyes. It's crazy.
It's a sheepu. What is a shih tzu and a poodle?
And a poodle.
Yes, and the eyes and jaw make him appear very human-like, despite being very dog-like in every other way. He's the most playful puppy, says their owner. He always wants to play ball and get his belly rubbed, just like any other dog. Plus, his favorite movie is The Hangover. You know why? Because he looks like Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, that's hysterical. But you know what? He looks like he's thinking. Like,
yeah.
It's like you ever hear that expression, you know, the eyes are the window to the soul. And I look at that dog and I swear he's thinking. It's just like you can see his
the
thought process.
The more you
process.
Look at it, it grows on you.
It does.
Go figure.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
818. All right. I don't know if I can do this.
So
I'm doing two parts.
He's doing two parts, and they're
while I'm
both,
driving,
both women,
and they're both women,
which we already know Jack kind of has problems
right.
with the female voices.
Okay, let me set the stage
set the
here.
Stage.
But if you can sit through this, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, you're going to get paid graciously because if you can figure out the chick flick, We're going to give you, first of all, we're going to set you up with a $25 gift certificate to Mosier's, which is Mosier's Austrian Cafe in New Carlisle. They are our restaurant of the week. They're in the wings right now.
That's right.
Waiting Trying for to the wave. Interview as we are devouring their food. And we have a $50 gift card to the Four Winds Casino, both for identifying today's chick flick. So,
all right.
Without any
further
ado. Are
you up for the challenge?
I guess. I really don't have a choice, do I?
You sure don't.
Okay.
All right. Setting the scene.
Yeah.
Now, Jack again is playing two women.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a nanny.
Yeah.
Who gets an unexpected visitor. Jack and Jack. Action.
Miss Hillard.
Yes, dear.
I take sugar and tea.
Oh, your tea. Oh, I'll be right there with your tea. Oh no.
Can I give you a hand?
No. I need a face.
Are you sure?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
Get that camera out of my face. Oh my gosh.
I think that was your best scene ever.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Nice. Well, you know, the high-pitched...
There you go. You mean like that?
That works for this.
I can do that one.
That's...
that one I can do.
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave's not here. Remember that bit? You remember that bit?
I don't.
Oh, you're not. You're too young. It's a Cheech and Chong bit. Okay, now, Dave, what is today's chick flick?
It's Miss Doubtfire.
That's, well, wait a minute, hold on. Who, Doubtfire?
Mrs.
Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire, right.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. It's All right, congratulations. You're going to Mosier's Austrian Cafe, and you're going to Four Winds Casino. How about that?
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations. And thank you for the wonderful, what would we call that? When a movie gets critiqued. Thank you for that wonderful critique.
It has been your best scene ever. Usually when I have Jack do a woman's voice in these chick flicks, he sounds like a witch.
Wicked witch of...
And it's awful, but you know, you do a great Mrs. Doubtfire.
How about that? How about that? Man, if they ever do a remake, I'm ready, right?
There you go.
All right,
yes,
it's 8:25.
You're listening to Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Monday on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. You know, one of the big things is the return of the Office of the Day.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, so you want to sign up today or sometime this weekend, sign up your office, because along with Martin's Supermarkets, we'll be visiting an Office of the Day. So join us.